Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nick Costos? Is this Nick Costos calling in? Nick, what's up, man?
Hey, how's everybody doing, Nick Costos? Isn't it a 5 on the Packers? I think they cleared under. How is that? No.
Keep working on it, Mike. Keep working on it.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Adam Roberts in. Toby Altizer in on the big show later today. 414-799-1250 is where you can reach us via the phones. You can tweet us at, I guess, Bart Winkler Show for now.
Or Adam Roberts MKE.
Adam Roberts MKE, everybody. Follow Adam Roberts MKE, everybody.
Been getting some today. A lot more people joining the train.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are they real or are they the bot variety?
A little of this, a little of that.
Yeah, okay. Little Flashman 96453.
Or Sarah 001-0001.
Ooh, no, she's fun. I talk to her all the time. She's a good friend of the show. I'm reading this article. So Rick Goslin is this guy who's covered the NFL for 50 years. The guy knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two, as they say. And he came out with his first ever special teams rankings. Does anyone take a guess where the Packers are? Now, there's some bad special teams units in this league. The Chargers are not a good special teams unit. Tampa Bay is actually not a good special teams unit either. Neither are the Niners, really. They have a bad special teams, too. The best is Baltimore, and everything's into account here. Field goals, makes, blocks, return yards, giveaways, all that. Baltimore's the best. Indy is second best. Seattle's third. Kansas City's fourth. So sometimes you have a really good special teams unit, and, you know, for Kansas City, my goodness, what an advantage that is. But some of these other teams not in the playoffs. The Packers are 32nd. You may remember there are only 32 teams in the NFL. So if you're 32nd in special teams, you are actually your last. And that's one thing that we have talked about quite a bit this season, but maybe not so much the last month, is special teams. And what I'm banking on in terms of my aspirations for the Packers and how good I think they are, I think this Packers team is good enough that they can handle a special teams blunder or two in a game. They might be able to handle it because I think the defense is very good. I really am not giving up on the defense. All you guys want to DVOA this defense. I'm not giving up on the defense. When push comes to shove, I'm not giving up on the defense. And we all know that the offense is tremendous. All right, you got Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Jones has a nice night on Saturday. Devontae and the complimentary receivers. Alan Lazard coming on big down the stretch is not something to take lightly. Randall Cobb. Expected back. So there's a lot of good. And what I say about special teams is the same thing that I say about the quirky plays in the league and you know, the bad calls in the league. Like, I think that you have to, if you're going to win a Super Bowl, you have to build your team up where they're good enough to not only beat the other teams, but good enough to get past some of the blunders that will happen in an NFL game. Because you go into these games, you never know what's going to happen. Like the end of the Dallas game. You never know something like that's going to happen. That never needed to happen if Dallas was a little bit better. They never put themselves in that situation. The Raiders, they're going to be upset about this inadvertent whistle till the end of time. But that wouldn't have cost them if the team was a little bit better. You know, you have to, if you ever let a game come down to one play or one decision, it just means you weren't good enough to not let it come down to that one decision. The Packers, we saw, I think we counted 7 massive special teams failures against the Bears on that Sunday night game. And they still won the game because that's how bad Chicago is. Atrocious. I can't mince words about it. I can't pretend to be nice. It's a bad football team. And they're trying to take steps to recoup or recover. But that's a bad football team. But the Packers, that's how much better they were than Chicago. They could have all those blunders, all those errors, and still be better. Now, can they avoid or get themselves past the special teams mistake? If Crosby misses a field goal, I think that they can still win this football game. But I don't know how many of those errors they're going to be afforded. Like the special teams, we got to be coming in here on Monday. And I don't want to say the word special teams once, unless they do something good. I don't want to talk about a block kick. I don't want to talk about a missed extra point. I mean, this is obviously the playoffs. The areas that you might be the most worried about special teams are the punt return game. The punt return game is brutal. Now, they do have David Moore, who is on the practice squad. They could elevate him. Amari Rodgers has looked less like loss the last couple of weeks, but he's still... I don't think he's your number one option. I think just one game of David Moore. We saw him before. I think he was on the COVID list. We saw him and how much better he looked than Amari Rodgers. Okay, so I think that's interesting. But then you also have, like, Crosby missing kicks. I think that's a big burden. And Crosby, that's an interesting situation because he had a really rough stretch there. He's gotten better, but also I don't think they've, like, depended on him. And a lot of the field goal opportunities he's getting are in the 30-yard range. He's not missing the 40, 50 yarders. He's not taking those. 40, 50 yarders are still, that's a long field goal. But in today's football, you got to kind of depend on your guys to make that. Missing extra points, you can't miss extra points. Crosby missed an extra point. And we talked a lot about the operation. We talked a lot about the long snapper, a lot about the hold. You know, Crosby deserves some blame as well, but the Packers decided to stick with Crosby. Crosby was never getting cut. I mean, he could have missed another 7 field goals. He was never getting cut from this football team. They just weren't going to do it. Sometimes you just can't do it. It's Crosby. He's been here for so long. We've seen him struggle and snap out of it. They were just never going to do it with Crosby. So now he's got to prove that decision to be worthwhile. You don't want to go back and look at the 2021 season as, well, I wonder what would have happened if we had a different kicker besides Mason Crosby. Even saying that right now, it kind of seems like, no, that would never be the case, but it could be the case. And you just hope that it's not. Some of the other areas that we don't talk about really enough, too, with the special teams are they are the worst team on punt coverage. So this guy ranked special teams, Rick Goslin did. He ranked the special teams. SI.com is the article. He ranked them. He added everything up. And in this scoring system, the Packers are the worst special teams unit. Statistically, where the proof is in the pudding, as only grandmothers and me say for some reason, the Packers are the worst team on punt coverage, allowing 12.8 yards a return. The best is Kansas City and Buffalo, 4.9 and 5.6 respectively. The Rams, if we see them, 6.7. But the Packers, I mean, what does it matter if Bojo's kicking a 45-yard punt if they're going to get a third of that right back? They are the worst team when it comes to kickoff starting points. The Packers' average kickoff starting point, the other team kicks it off, the Packers have the ball, is the 23.5-yard line. That's terrible. Because the touchback is the 25-yard line. So you're starting off worse than a touchback. That means the Packers are over and over making decisions that cost them starting field position. And if you're going to take the ball on Saturday, if you want to start fresh and take the ball on Saturday and not defer, well, then you better start somewhere better than the 23-yard line. Because the Packers have started slow historically in these losses, and you can't have that. Otherwise, you might be looking at another situation where we're crying about it on Monday. Tim tweets in, a good or great playoffs by Mason will wash the regular season struggles away. Absolutely. We won't even really think about it. Although we do bring up that 2012 season a lot. But the problem with Mason is if one bad thing happens, well, then you look and say, well, should there be another guy? They keep protecting their backup kicker, J.J. Molson. They keep protecting him. He's on the practice squad, but they keep protecting him. They don't want anybody else to take him just in case something needs to happen there.
Also interesting, Bart, on that protected list that you bring up, David Moore is on there as well, the punt returner. Now, he was on the COVID list for Week 18, so he was out against the Lions. And I believe the team has to make a decision today if they want to promote him to the active roster. That has to happen, I would think.
Well, yeah, he's returning kicks. I'm very confident in that. The Packers have a lot of decisions they need to make. They if they're going to bring these guys back like we all expect them to, some of these other guys have to be eliminated from the roster. And we saw one yesterday with Kingsley Keke.
And Kurt Benkert is not protected, which I found was pretty interesting.
Well, Kurt Benkert, I don't know how good he is.
He had the great kneel down.
He had a great kneel down. We like him on Twitter. I don't know that. I'll say this hot take. You can win a Super Bowl without Kurt Benkert.
Yeah. But can you win a game of Valorant without Kurt Benkert?
Oh, probably not. I recognize what that is. I have no idea what it is. I've heard of it. I don't know.
High quality streamer, Kurt Benkert.
These streaming games, these videos, these war games. That's the best. That's what a lot of these athletes do it. They go home and just like play. I mean, is Medal of Honor still a thing?
Not really.
That's what my friends all played in college, and I've already felt left out.
I mean, I could do a crash course with you on what's in and what's out off the air, I think.
Is Fortnite still in?
Well, I guess they just had a new season come out not too long ago. It's still a thing. I will be honest, as someone who does off the air follow a lot of different esports, I'm shocked that Fortnite is still the thing that it is. Because in video games, it is such a come and go industry. My favorite game to play is Overwatch, and that hasn't been popular for 4 or 5 years. It's been a quote unquote dead game for the last 3 years. It just, games come and go. Valorant was supposed to be the next big game that kind of had its year. I don't really know what the next big thing will be, although Microsoft just threw a ton of money to acquire Activision Blizzard, $70 billion buy, which is crazy.
I don't know what that is.
This is my contribution every time I produce. I talk about stuff that's like, okay.
What's the biggest game right now?
Like player base?
Like what's, like if I asked a 13-year-old and said, what game are you the most into? What's he say?
Probably still Fortnite.
Okay. What are you most into?
Well, I just said, I play Overwatch.
Yeah, you said it and I forgot it. I didn't.
Yeah. So the most played game currently with like buy sales is Minecraft, GTA 5, and EA's Tetris, which is interesting. Although, as far as popularity, yeah, Fortnite's still pretty much at the top of the list.
I wish I wasn't so old about this, but what are you going to do? 414-799-1250. Ryan Wood joining us, PackersNews.com. We'll go over all the decisions the Packers need to make yet coming up in a few minutes. I'm Bart. That's Adam Roberts here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Good morning, everybody. We are getting ready for Packers Niners. Although I don't know how much more ready we can get from a fan perspective. We are ready to go. We're ready for this football game. You know, the bye week, we watch a lot of bad football. And, you know, honestly, hopefully we watch some bad football on Saturday night. Hopefully, like the Bills and Chiefs ran up the score and got fat guy touchdowns, Packers can do the same. We'll see. Spread for this game, though, is the biggest of any of the four games left. And with a lot of injury questions on both sides, we'll see if that number changes. Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, there's a lot of guys. I think that one of the things I'm very excited about for a Packers run, and not just for this weekend, is that they're getting guys back. But are there some guys that, like, still aren't officially back and then moves have to be made? Because I need to see some of these transactions happen so that I know that they're going to be on the field on Saturday.
Well, yeah, you have until Saturday, really. It was reported, like, Za'Darius Smith, he's still on IR. He can be activated at any point. He will be activated at any point. Whitney Mercer was the same thing. A lot of times they wait until the last minute because you can practice on IR, and so you have an extra body at practice. There's no reason to activate them right now, so I wouldn't lose any sleep over that.
What about obviously then they're going to need to release guys or put them on IR or do something with them, and then the one thing that we found out yesterday was that Kingsley Keke was waived. And now this is an interesting case because I don't know what to speculate here. He hasn't played the last 3 weeks, healthy scratch. Do we have any information about what happened there?
You know, one of those weeks was because of COVID-19. The other two were for personal reasons, and we really don't. It's impossible to speculate what those personal reasons are. But this is a guy that fell off the radar. He fell off the radar. And it did coincide, and this may just be complete coincidence, but it did coincide with Dean Lowry's rise. You know, this defensive line, it's as deep as it's been in some time because of Dean Lowry and the season that he's put together. For so long, the Packers have been looking for a number two next to Kenny Clark. Dean Lowry with 5 sacks, I think four or five PBUs at the line of scrimmage. He's been a really disruptive player. I mean, he's been someone that you've got to, you know, and he said it himself. A lot of his pass rushes, a lot of his production have come single covered. But if you're going to have Kenny Clark getting 2, sometimes 3 blockers, you've got to have a defensive lineman winning their one-on-ones. And Dean Lowry has won his one-on-one. So, again, don't know why Kingsley Kiki's no longer here. But we do know that this defensive line is in pretty good shape because of Dean Lowry.
Yeah, Dean's been great this year. I mean, the Packers have had some guys on defense that, like, when they cut him, you never see him again. Like Nick Perry, Brad Jones. I thought Dean Lowry would end up being one of those guys. He's been playing well. Tyler Lancaster, too. We always make fun of these guys. They've been playing very well. They are getting reinforcements on the defense. Za'Darius that you mentioned, expecting Jair Alexander. And then the big question is, well, how much do they play? And I don't think, like with Z's case, I don't think he needs to play every snap. You put him out there for 20 snaps, I think that'll work on pass rush downs. Whitney Merciless, if he gets out there. Jair, though, that seems to be like, if you're going to play Jair, you got to play Jair.
Yes and no. You know, you can have a rotation at corner, and it might be best for them to have a rotation at corner if Jair Alexander is not ready to go 100% of the snaps. It's not the worst thing, because of the makeup of this quarterback group, because they are so deep and talented. I thought it was I don't know if you caught this part, but Aaron Rodgers was talking about the moment he found out that Devondre Campbell was joining him on the first team All-Pro list. And he said that Matt LaFleur was standing in the middle of the locker room and the team meeting room. And he said, there's 3 first team All-Pros, and Aaron Rodgers thinking, well, me, Devontae, that's obvious, right? Who's that third one? He's like, And his first thought was, could it be Rasul or Devondre Campbell? But just the fact that, like, those are the 2 names that Aaron Rodgers mentioned. Just the fact that a guy that was on the practice squad in October could even be fathomable that he might be an All-Pro. That's the type of player that Rasul Douglas has been on this team and what this team thinks of him and his play. It's pretty remarkable. So if you've got a guy like that, Eric Stokes has been an absolute gem of a first-round rookie. It's going to be interesting to see who plays the slot. I think, in dive, in clear passing situations, you're going to see some Jair Alexander in the slot. Will they put him there for the nickel? I don't know. So it could be a rotation there.
You know, when you look at Devondre Campbell getting that honor and then Rasul Douglas, I mean, those are the 2 names. And we heard so much this offseason about, you know, Rodgers and Gutekunst and all this stuff. If the Packers don't make the Super Bowl this year, you know, they're you could look at Aaron Rodgers and say, oh my God, I mean, can you ever get yourself back? You could start to look at LaFleur, like what happens in these big games where it doesn't work for you. I think, like, Brian Gutekunst, I don't think there's anything that could happen in these games where you can say, like, Gutekunst deserves any blame. He's going to come out of this playoff either a hero or scot-free, because I just think that all these moves that he's made, that he signed an All-Pro, and the other guy could have been an All-Pro was of a practice squad. So Goody's going to be looking up aces coming out of no matter what happens.
It's a great point, you know, and I always go back to the last February when I asked Brian Gutekunst, I'll never forget this, what's the missing ingredient for this team that has been to two straight NFC championship games and hasn't been able to win them? And I'm thinking, like, there's something on the roster, right? Like, there's a piece. There's something that this team needs. Just one final piece to get over that last hurdle. And he said, just got to show up. Like, there is no – and it was the perfect answer. There is no missing roster piece. This is a Super Bowl roster. This is a Super Bowl winning roster. There is no reason for this team not to win the Super Bowl. They have all the pieces you need. They just have to show up. Brian Gutekunst can't make him do that for them. He's not playing. He puts the team together. Now it's up to the coaches and the players to show up and to be who they are. And they have to go do that. It's not enough to just be a Super Bowl roster. You have to play like a Super Bowl team. And that's something that Brian Gutekunst can't do for them. So, yeah, he's done his job. I mean, he's put together a Super Bowl team. They got to go do that.
Talking with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. You look at who he was able to bring back. Aaron Jones is back. As we know, A.J. Dillon, his draft pick from a couple of years ago. They went and found Alan Lazard. Mercedes Lewis is stuck around. I'm trying to think of who, you know, we always like to do this. Devontae's obviously Devontae. But then who will be like that next guy? Who will be a guy that has a big game for the Packers? And I think there's a lot of options. You know, Cobb could come back in there and have a nice game. Lazard's been playing very well over the last month. Big Dog, they are trying so hard to get him a touchdown. They've been trying so hard. He always like falls down at the one. I kind of like Aaron Jones to have a big night. I think a lot of people were going to talk about the cold. We're going to talk about A.J. Dillon. I say let's not forget about what Aaron Jones can do for this backfield. I like him to have a big night.
I would agree. I think I want to say Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon together. Everyone's talking about this 49ers running game, and for good reason. That 49ers running game's got the perfect blend of Kyle Shanahan's scheme and some real pieces to execute at a high level with George Kittle as the eminent blocking tight end in the league, Kyle Yusuf as a lead fullback. It's a dangerous run game, right? But the Packers do have Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in the backfield. That's a really talented 1-2 punch, and it shouldn't be slept on. It shouldn't be forgotten that there's no question the 49ers game plan is going to revolve around taking away Devontae Adams. That's going to be priority number one. So who steps up in that case? Well, I do think Alan Lazard could have a good game. He's been red hot down the stretch. He had a really good December. But I'll tell you, that Packers running game could be a big difference maker. Give this offense balance. Being able to stay on schedule down in distance. I do think it's going to be a good night for the run game.
I think that, you know, we talk about the teams that are left, and maybe the Niners are the worst matchup left for the Packers, but I still think the Packers, like you said, they have a Super Bowl-winning roster. I think that everything is playing out how they want it to. They're getting guys back. It's going to be cold. It's at home. There's going to be fans. It's a Saturday night. They're going to be loud. I'm going to ask you for a prediction right now. I don't know if you've thought about it yet, and I normally don't ask you. I'm going with Packers, 35, 5 touchdowns to Niners, 35-22.
I don't know if you just heard me, but I just had an audible wow, and you said 35. That would be a big night. You're putting me on the spot. I haven't thought about it. I want to take the Packers to win this game. They could absolutely lose this game. There's no question they could lose.
Oh, sure, they could lose it, but they won't.
This is not a show up and win.
Not at all. But they're gonna.
But I'm gonna take the Packers to win. I will say 28-20.
Okay, I'd be fine with that. I think one thing that they need to. Well, I mean, they're gonna win. I'd be fine with a win. I think one thing that we keep talking about, though, is in these playoff losses, they start so slow. Do they want to, we got to talk about everything in a playoff game. Do they want the ball first?
No.
They still want to kick it off to the Niners?
They defer. For two reasons. One, I don't think they have to, but two, if you're Matt LaFleur and you've done something the same way all season and it's gotten you to the one seed and it's gotten you to be 13-4 and have the home field advantage, and then you get to the playoffs and all week you're talking about how you believe in this team, and you've changed course, you do something opposite that from what got you there, it is a terrible message to send if he does not defer. He's got to defer, and he will defer. Matt LaFleur is not going to be – he's not going to coach scared. But, you got to do it – just from the mental psyche of the team, sending the right message, no question he's got to defer.
Get the Niners on defense. Get the crowd loud. I saw a stat that the Packers' average starting position after a kickoff is – the 23.5 yard line, which is worse than a touchback. So, yeah, you don't want to take the ball and then back yourself up. You kick that ball and maybe get the defense to make a stop. I feel good about it. I've felt good about it all week. We'll see how we feel on game day. Got the pregame show. I'm going to make sure your ringer's on. I'm going to bug you about an hour before kickoff, and we're going to see what happens, Woody.
Looking forward to it, Bart. We'll talk then.
All right, Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. He mentioned the answer that Rodgers gave when he found out that Devontae Campbell was all pro. It's one thing to talk about. It's better to hear it from Aaron.
It was exciting. It was. Matt read it out. He said, there's three guys got first team. And I was thinking, well, me, Devontae, and it's maybe Rasul, or maybe Devondre. That would be amazing if it was Devondre. And when he said Devondre, everybody had this big smile on their face and was clapping and hooting and hollering for him just because we love that kid. We love him. I mean, he's such a great dude. He's been such an important part of what we're doing here. And the thing that I took the most pride in, I think, personally, was, you know, Matt was cool. Matt asked him to call the team up. So he brought it in and he said, from day one, you guys made me feel important and special and a part of something special. And that got to me. It really did. And the older you get, I think it's easier to get a little misty from time to time. You know, you can watch an episode of Afterlife or Ted Lasso and find yourself kind of crying to yourself and going, man, this is really hit me at times. But that moment definitely got me because it's so important, I think, to myself and our leadership and the culture we've tried to create to make guys feel important, to make guys feel special, to make guys feel like they're a part of something. And I just feel like that's an underrated part of chemistry and culture that equates to winning. So for him to say that was really cool to hear. And for him and what he went through, really not being wanted by a lot of teams or any teams and people feeling like he, you know, lost his step and didn't have it anymore. And then the Pro Bowl, which often you get selected maybe a year longer than you should and a year after you should, for him to not get to the Pro Bowl and to be voted first team all pro, I turned to Dave after the breakdown. I said, you got the Bakhtiari treatment. No Pro Bowl, but all pro.
No, I'm fine. It's an incredible story. I'm fine. We'll be right back. 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Adam Roberts. Toby's hosting the big show today. That'll be at 10 o'clock up until 2, then Rami McLaughlin at 3, and Rami will be here in about 20 minutes. And we might just do 30 minutes on Josh Allen, because Rami still thinks Josh Allen is bad. Although I do have this piece of audio right here.
Josh Allen is a top 5 quarterback.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
change of heart?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it was edited. I don't know.
No.
Tough day for the Wisconsin Badgers. Tough offseason, actually, for the football team. Two main talking points that are both off the table. Jake Ferguson is no longer eligible to play college football. So Barry Alvarez's grandson, we can't hear that talking point five times a broadcast. Also, Braylon Allen's birthday is today. So the running back is no longer 17. He is 18. So he can buy cigarettes and lottery tickets.
And gone now are the talking points that everyone has on Braylon. You can no longer say, he's doing all this, and he's not even 8. Well, not anymore.
That's why it's such a hard offseason for the Badgers. At least those that announce Badger games, because you got the Jake Ferguson, Barry Alvarez story, which is gone. And then you got the Braylon Allen, 17-year-old story, which is gone too. So I don't know what teams are going to do now. Maybe they'll talk about Graham Mertz and how disappointing he is as a prospect. I don't know.
You started that off with bad times for the Badgers, bad offseason. I was like, what are you talking about? The number 8 team in the country. And then, oh, yeah, it's football.
Yeah, they have a football team. The basketball team is dominating. They're playing very well. Johnny Davis is making all these midseason All-American teams. Will probably make the All-American team. Could be a player of the year. Badgers, I'm telling you, they're gonna be flirting with a 2, flirting with a 1 seed if they keep this up. So they've been playing very well. They got a big one on Friday against Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
2 top 15 teams. So that'll be a big one for the Badgers coming up this weekend. Marquette with a massive win last night. They go on the road and beat 11-ranked Villanova. Massive win for them. I think they're going to be a tournament team. Marquette, I've liked how they've played. The biggest thing I would change about Marquette right now is Shaka Smart needs to have a different outfit. This t-shirt that he wears that's 2 sizes too big, I don't know what he's doing. That ain't cutting it. With the long sleeve, Shaka, just put on, do anything. But Marquette, otherwise, I think they'll be a tournament team. I don't think they'll have an issue with that there.
Very important news, by the way, from Kristen Franklin, and he is correct on this. I forgot. In Wisconsin, you now have to be 21 to buy cigarettes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. That was actually a relatively recent change.
When did that happen?
I think within the last year, I believe.
What? You gotta be 21 to buy smokes now? Oh, man. Well, that'll actually be good for me. Yeah. That'll be good for me because I have, I like to do side hustles. One thing I do is I go by gas stations near schools, and I offer to go buy young kids smokes for money.
This on top of your awful driving habits, you are doing a great job promoting yourself as a community leader.
Yeah, this is my clientele base. I go by a gas station by high school. I say, hey, you guys, you looking for smokes? And I open up my jacket, and I got all these sleeves there. I got the Marbs. I got the Parliaments.
Used to be a Marlboro Red guy. Never again.
Oh, yeah? Did you quit smoking?
I've flirted with it very briefly in college and kind of started to get that itch and was like, I got to stop now.
Oh. So when was your last cigarette?
Last cigarette that wasn't just one of those, oh, I'm downtown here, yeah, totally, because I'm drunk, quote unquote. Last time I had one just to have one was, I think I was 22, so about 6 years ago.
So does talking about it right now make you want one?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been a big smoker. When I was a kid, I would grow up, I was really into the anti-smoking campaigns. I'd go around town and slap, there were still smoking advertisements and magazines, we'd slap like "Don't smoke, it kills" stickers on.
Big Gruff McDog guy.
Yeah, Scruff McGruff, Gruff McDog, Scruff McGruff,
Scrub McDuck.
Scrub
goes to Scrub a Dub.
Scrub a Dug McGruff. But when I do go to lacrosse, when I do have my weekends back with my boys, I do buy a pack of cigarettes and smoke the whole thing on a Saturday. And then I don't smoke again. I don't know why. It's like a tradition. I don't know why.
Well, the bar I used to frequent yesterday is actually sells cigarettes still. And not just like, some bars will have like a pack of Newports or something for $24 million. But yesterday's actually has like a whole shelf full of cigarette boxes.
Yeah. Yesterday's Point Beer. yesterday's. That's where I get those. 414-799-1250. I'm kidding about the side hustle thing. My God. 414-799-1250. Hey, this is a good chance for you to win a bunch of money to use on whatever indulgences you have. BetQL this weekend has giving props. It's a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. For every round of the playoffs, 10 props are posted. All you have to do is create an account and make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. So you can get the thrill of playing props without having to pay any money. And you could get paid. Go to BetQL.com/props. BetQL.com/props. Plus, just by signing up, you're entered to win a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. BetQL.com/props. As actually quoted in the Journal Sentinel as a 13-year-old for being at one of these anti-smoking rallies.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of a big deal.
Biggest thing I ever had in the Journal Sentinel was a picture of my crotch when I did the Lambo leap contest like 9 years ago.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's all the context you're going to get, Bart.
Wow.
No, but, you know what?
Adam, that's all the context I want.
Yeah. No, there was a Journal Sentinel contest my freshman year of college. It was actually 10 years ago, now that I think about it. And yeah, we had to, it was a group of 10 of us. And we had to do our best Lambo leap in the Lambo South End Zone. And I got up there, and I was the quote-unquote second-place finisher. Some guy from Sheboygan won, whatever. But they took a picture for the article in the Journal Sentinel, and they didn't even take a picture of the winner. They had a picture of me, and all you see is just me doing the leap with the crowd of the other people behind me go, eh, whatever. And then there's just a shot of my legs wide open in my gray sweatpants. It was horrible.
Can we get that tweeted out today?
My mom gave me a newspaper clip to bring home with me last time I was in Sheboygan, so you know what? Maybe.
Yeah, get that tweeted out today so that we can look at this monstrosity. Tony's in Texas, 414-799-1250. Tony, someone called earlier, said it was you. It ended up being Drew the Painter.
So I've been without the app, so I've just been informed by Adam. So, Adam, most mothers actually save their clippings from their high school athletic events, not crotch shots. So I didn't know why we're talking about this. But who is this? What is this, Drew the Painter? What is this, Bart?
I don't know what happened. It was just after 7. Is the app working yet or no?
Yes, I actually have it up on my phone. Not on right now, because otherwise it'd be playing over the air. But it is up and functioning.
And that was a nationwide outage. That wasn't the old radio.com days. I see some of you tweeting nasty things about the world's greatest app of all time. Don't you dare disparage
an Odyssey.
Odyssey
station.
I won't stand for it.
Well, I realize you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Let me tell you this. When Odyssey's down, if it ever happens again, which I would bet it doesn't, you could still listen to 1250amthefan.com, listen live.
Okay, duly noted. I heard you mention Shaka Smart and his dress attire. Maybe he's just trying to channel his inner Rick Majerus, you know? It's kind of like the big and tall casual kind of look. But
yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Like, nobody tells him he looks stupid?
It's not a good look. It's not a good look. You're right. So, but yeah, I'm glad you mentioned a little basketball. Badgers, Marquette, looking like good teams. And I did not know that you were the Matthew McConaughey of cigarettes and fondue, kind of like hanging out to high school kids, giving out cigs.
Well, I had to clarify that was a joke for legal reasons.
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
I had to walk that back.
And then when I did tune into the app, I did hear Ryan Wood. He seemed a little bit annoyed, almost like grouchy with you.
No, Ryan Wood and I are boys.
Well, I just think he was upset with the Packers. Like, they better not blow this.
Well, they better not blow this.
I know, but I thought he was employed by the Green Bay Press Gazette or whomever. I didn't think he actually was invested into the Green Bay Packers. But, yeah, he seemed annoyed. Like, I think he picks them every year, and they fail to win. But I am feeling really good about this. And the 49er fans are actually feeling pretty good about it, too. So if you're a 49er fan, what do they need to do to come in here and beat us?
You know, I would find a way to talk myself into it if I was a 49er fan. I would look at being the only wildcard team that won. I'd celebrate being road warriors, how we've gone through adversity, how we've beat the Packers before, you know, and we got Deebo Samuel. But, I mean, I would talk myself into it. But I don't think that, like, I'm not dismissing the Niners. I do want to make that clear. I think that they're good. I don't think that they're as good as the nation thinks they are. And I don't think they're as good as they were a couple years ago. And I do think this will be a game where the Packers cover the spread. I mean, the spread could get up to 8 or 9. I'd still take the Packers.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money, Bart. I got the Packers winning 27-16. I think the Packers do cover. I think it's going to be a good game, but I think the Packers break away and win it in the fourth quarter to seal the deal. And I did tweet you this Rick Gosselin special teams rankings, which is interesting.
It's too bad the app didn't work earlier. I actually saw that on my own accord. Uh-huh. And talked about it.
You did? I missed it.
Yeah, darn.
Oh, well, all right. Well, late to the party.
Yeah.
So, anyway, all right. Hey, the Bart Winkler wrap-up show has got some big guests today. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, who's that?
A former ex-Packer is going to be on there.
Don't you want to promote it?
I do, but I want to make sure it's good, and I'll tweet it out.
Is it Alex Green?
No. He plays, let's just say, University of Texas ex-player. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So, anyway, all right, let's go. Go Pack.
Like
go.
How X?
Within the last 7-8 years.
Will you just tell me who it is?
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
And I'll tweet at you. So,
is he, right. Like, would I want him on my show?
Yes, you would.
Well, then book him for me.
All right, I will. Adam, isn't it Adam's job?
Well, I don't know. I don't really know. Adam's here like once a week. I don't know.
Adam's busy listening to Rush CDs or something.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll let you know how it goes. All right, go Pack, go. G-Force, let's do it.
Yeah, go Pack, go. See you, buddy.
Talk to you later.
All right, the Sean O'Connell, who, you know, we're giving all these theme songs to people. I will say that the Sean O'Connell is going to need a song, certainly, now that I'm just handing out intro music to everybody. Sean, what do you want for a song?
Cult of Personality. Love that song.
Okay, a little CM Punk?
Sure. I think Living Color did that song, but yes.
Well, I know. Living Color did it, but when I think of Cult of Personality, I think of CM Punk.
I think of Vernon Reid absolutely shredding. God, that guy was a favorite. Yeah, I thought Ryan Wood was in a good mood this morning for the Bart, comparing him, his normal mood to what he's like with Rami occasionally when I catch him. I thought he was absolutely...
Is he a grump when he's with Rami?
No, he is a grump when he's with you, comparatively.
Well, I make his ass get up in the morning.
Well, and I understand that, so I think we know that Thursday's his wake and bake morning because his voice was a little rough, and yeah, he was in a very good mood, again, comparatively. So I wonder, because there was a week, Bart Winkler, where we did continue on without you, and one of the talking points was the two-back set, and we did see it in that game. God, who was the Week 17 opponent? I've already forgotten. Good Lord.
It was Minnesota.
Thank you. You're right. I can't believe I
forgot.
Yeah,
I knew that, too.
Yes. But, yeah, we saw the two-back set occasionally on that. And, you know, and so I wonder if that is going to be the wrinkle that we see, the surprise element that, maybe we'll see that, because I think that would be very successful. Looking forward to seeing that. Looking forward to hearing you talk to Rami later on. And I am glad the Odyssey app is back up. I was having some trouble, too.
Yeah, again, that was a nationwide thing, okay?
Well, I mean,
don't be blaming poor little Milwaukee here.
No, I would never point the finger. And I do remember the radio.com days where I would have to, yes, sometimes switch channels just to get it unstuck. And, you know, for the time, it was good, but we've moved on from it.
Yeah, radio.com was garbage. Just say it.
Okay, I will say it. Yes, it was garbage.
Thanks.
And it was garbage in the way that don't think I didn't notice your Aaron Rodgers little dig about Jeopardy either yesterday. And I've been able to calm myself down. And you said no one wants to talk about it. And you're right. Nobody wants to listen to me and you debate about a god dang game.
Yeah, I thought he was a bad host.
And I think you're wrong. That is an asinine take. And you should take the three-piece set and slam it into a door jam for it, having it. But this is America, Bart Winkler, and I will defend your right to make outrageous wrong claims. All right, take care, pal.
All right, you too. The Sean O'Connell, 414-799-1250. We've got Rami Makhlouf coming up here in just a little bit. We are going to continue to talk about this weekend of games. So much good stuff to get to. If you were even thinking of going on with your day, I mean, going to work or what, I would quit your job right now and listen to myself and Rami chop it up a little bit. 414-799-1250. You could get in on it. Rami Makhlouf coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.